on 2UE.
An extraordinary motion picture.
Movies with Dale Sinder.
Critics described it as brilliant.
And here he is. G'day, Dale.
Oh, Merry Christmas, George.
Hello, Dale, and a Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Christmas
Merry Christmas to you, Paulie.
Thank you for your very, very creative, as you do every year, creative Christmas card. And for our listeners, he's done a scene from Star Wars and Dale's photos all over it.
Yes, he puts his head in.
A lot of Photoshop in here, I'd say.
Yeah, on the top of the heroes of it.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Dale.
There you go.
Thank you.
Look very dashing, too, I've got to say. Now, we've just got the one movie today, Truth, and this is the one with Cate Blanchett, Robert Redford, and this goes back to that CBS 60 Minutes controversy when they tried to down George W. Bush over his military service, and it blew up in their face.
Yeah, it was set in 2004, and it was around the presidential re-election of George W. Bush. And they ran a story, mostly pushed by Mary Mapes, who was the producer of 60 Minutes, and Dan Rava, who at that time, he was not only the anchor for the CBS News, he was also a reporter on 60 Minutes. So if you've never heard of Dan Rather, sort of think Brian Henderson, like multiplied by 12 million times with a bit of Ray Martin in there. But she'd gotten wind, and there was a bit of scuttlebutt around about how George Bush, going back to the 70s, he escaped going to Vietnam by getting a pretty cushy job in the Alabama Air National Guard and the Texas Air National Guard, and supposedly never did much work there or didn't even meet the bare minimum requirements. So they'd gotten wind of this, and they start following this paper trail from, ex-military people and politicians and what have you, and it sounded like the story was pretty much sound. But after they ran the story, there were a lot of questions asked about, the variety of sources. So it just sort of, the dung hit the fan, particularly pushed by opposing TV networks and things, and then Washington Post and what have you got on it.
Now, can I ask you here, because I got a view on this, does the movie basically say they were right but somehow people were against them, or does the movie say, hey, they didn't do their job properly, they didn't cross their T's and dot their I's, and they got it wrong?
A little bit of both, because on the outset, it looks like everything was, pretty much all the I's were dotted. But little things came into play, like looking at some of the personal memos from some of the Army people or the Air Force people. They're saying, look, that font didn't exist in that time.
That's right.
All these little things.
They were fake.
Yeah.
They were fake, and they had to go on and apologise. They got it wrong.
I did.
I don't know that there's a movie in it.
Dale,
there is a movie.
Yeah. Very
entertaining.
Cate Blanchett play Mary Mapes, and does Robert Redford play Dan Rather? Because both of them are extremely left in their political views.
Yeah, yeah. Look, they do play those particular roles. But the interesting thing is about the sort of timing things. About the first 45 minutes is investigating into the story. And then after it's played and things start coming unstuck, that's when it becomes even more fascinating. You get drawn more into it. But look, it's based on her book, the Mary Mapes book, The Truth and Duty, The Press, The President, and the Privilege of Power. And it's sort of a little bit of both, George. It doesn't sort of paint a picture as that all railroaded, but it certainly does sort of point out all the little kinks in all the information and the
they got it wrong.
Investigation.
What's the score?
Look, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I thought it was a terrific film.
All right.
Good support cast there as well.
Okay.
Including Dennis Quaid.
Now, what are your best and worst for 2015?
Look, in no particular order, but I've got to say probably my most entertaining film of the year was The Martian, which was the Matt Damon film about Mark Watley being presumed dead on Mars.
I love that.
So it was a rescue mission, as well as being
wonderful movie.
An incredibly funny film. It still is actually screening, so if anyone wants to go out, it's probably in a very, very small amount of sessions still out there playing. Birdman, The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, which was Michael Keaton.
I thought I saw that last year.
It started this year. It actually played in this year. Which I thought was terrific, and it was nominated for a slew of awards, won some. Michael Keaton just missed out on getting the acting award, which I thought was a bit sad. I don't know if you saw this one, George, but I highly recommend it. It was Love and Mercy, which was about Brian Wilson. It was about his...
No, I know you gave it a big rap.
Oh, it is. If you can find this on DVD now, fellas, it's so worth having a look at. It's his, it's a coming. He had mental issues, and it was sort of like under the thumb of a particularly scrupulous psychiatrist by the name of Dr. Eugene Landy.
The psychiatrist was taking songwriting credits too, wasn't he?
No, well, he was actually...
Or producing the albums or something.
When Brian Wilson had dropped the ball on everything, the family actually engaged this guy, and one of the I suppose, incentives was to give him, shares of the profits. So that had a hell of a lot to do with him, just absolutely having this guy in the thumb.
Jeez.
But it is a sensational film, great music and great performances by John Cusack and Paul Dano.
I've looked back over my diary, Dale, and sadly, 2015, I've seen the fewest number of movies probably in 10 years.
Well, look at it this way, George. You've saved a few bucks.
Yeah, I think I might have too. Yeah. Yeah.
Inside Out was a Disney Pixar film which was wonderful, about a young girl called Riley who uprooted from a Midwest life, moved to San Francisco, but her emotions, of which, you know, make up most of the film, joy, fear, anger, disgust and sadness, you've got all the conflict inside her brain. And it is just one of the most delightful films of the year. And if I was going to round out a top five, I would say Bridge of Spies, which was the Spielberg film.
Saw that.
Tom Hanks.
I saw that. It's very good.
Yeah, during the Cold War, the American lawyer recruited to defend an arrested Soviet spy in court. And there are a couple of almost there, like Black Sea, which is a great submarine drama with Jude Law, Mr. Holmes, about Sherlock Holmes in his latter years, The Walk, which I only reviewed about a month ago, about Philippe Petit and the World Trade Tower, Most Violent Year, which I know you like, Paulie, about the corruption in the gas industry.
I like that as well. Got it on DVD, actually.
And The Imitation Game, which was about the cracking of the Enigma code during the war.
Excellent movie.
What were the dogs of the year, mate?
I have to say, way out in front was The Last Witch Hunter with Vin Diesel, which was a witch hunter basically making his way through to present days. It was just unbelievably dreadful, and Vin Diesel... To me, in this film, proved that he can't really hold a film unless it's a Fast and Furious film.
Yeah, okay.
I really didn't like Entourage, which was the big screen version of the TV show. I thought that was just blah.
Yeah.
Chappie was a South African film from the guy who made District 9 and had people like Hugh Jackman and Sigourney Weaver.
District 9 was a wonderful movie.
Oh, but look, he's never followed up. And Chappie, I thought, was crappy. Trainwreck, I thought, was very average with Amy Schumer. I'd never heard of her before, so I just saw her as an unattractive, unfunny, just self-deprecating people. I just really couldn't warm to it. And Pixels, which was Adam Sandler's new film, so it's not surprising.
Adam Sandler, God.
Yeah, look, it had some good credibility. It had Chris Columbus directing it, but it was just a
Movie of the year. What was movie of the year?
My movie of the year was definitely The Martian, because I saw it three times at the cinema, and it was just the most enjoyable. It had the science geeky stuff for all the science heads. It had... it was a rescue mission, and it was just so funny.
Yeah, I loved it. All right, we've got to go. We're out of time.
Okay, fellas, have a fabulous New Year.
Yeah, very quickly, in 2 seconds, Sicario. You didn't mention that. Judy rang up, wants to know why you didn't mention Sicario.
It was up there. It was probably up there, just maybe it was about 11 or 12. That was a terrific film, looking at the drug cartel.
I think you'd like to have a top 20.
Okay, you have a Merry Christmas.
Can't wait to chat to you in the new year, fellas.
Look after yourself. Christmas. Keep watching those movies, okay?
Good to see, fellas.
See you later.
Well done, Dale. Bye-bye. See you guys. Thank you for the year. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.